KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky with heavy to moderate snow this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We have received word this morning from a motorist on Interstate 80 that Interstate 80 between Shelby and Minden is at a standstill this morning due to a previous accident. There's no word on which direction that was, but again, expect slow moving if you're traveling on Interstate 80, basically in either direction between Shelby and Minden. In the news, a winter storm warning continues for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, and Dallas counties until 6 p.m. this evening. You should plan on very difficult travel conditions, including during this morning commute, as the temperatures have fallen off quickly. Earlier, there was a sheet of ice that was on the road, and that's being covered with snow and blowing snow. Total accumulations of 3 to 5 inches and ice accumulations of light glaze were expected, according to the Weather Service. The next problem will be winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour, causing widespread blowing and drifting of snow, with visibility reduction to 1/2 mile common this morning, and wind chills as well of 20 to 25 degrees below zero may cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes. It's a winter storm warning for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, and Dallas counties until 6 p.m., and a winter weather advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Sac, and Crawford counties. The winter weather advisory means that snow and periods of freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. And again, if you have any questions about road conditions, you can call 511 or go to 511IA on the web, and they can take a look at those for you, or you can take a look at them for yourself. Right now, the I-511-IA road map shows that most of the roads here in the immediate listening area are partially covered with ice. Off to the west around the I-80-680 split, they're completely covered with ice, so do allow yourself plenty of extra travel time if you're planning to be out and about. And here are the latest school cancellation announcements for you. These schools have canceled classes for today, and that includes Atlantic. Also, no evening activities for Atlantic. Adair Casey Guthrie Center has canceled. AHSTW has canceled, and they have no activities for this evening. Audubon has canceled, and no activities there either. Also, no school today at Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, and Creston. East Mills has canceled classes for today. There is no school at Essex, Fremont Mills, Griswold, also Harlan, the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Red Oak, Riverside, and Southwest Valley. All those schools have canceled classes for today. Also no school in Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. Woodbine and West Harrison have canceled classes, and the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y has been canceled. Also, there is no Atlantic Head Start this morning, and those are the announcements for the cancellations. Taking a look at the two-hour delays, currently Boyer Valley is 2 hours late, Charter Oak Ute 2 hours, Coon Rapids Baird 2 hours late, Exira EHK 2 hour late start, IKM Manning a 2 hour late start, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, and West Central Valley of schools all starting 2 hours late this morning, and Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool is 2 hours late, no morning preschool. Other weather-related announcements, all morning classes at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic have been canceled. No congregate meals or meals on wheels in Audubon and Exira today. The SWTA buses will not be providing in-town service in Atlantic today, but the taxi is currently running. Cass County Memorial Hospital Cardiac Rehab is closed for today. The Atlantic Medical Center will open at 8 o'clock. Those are the latest in weather-related announcements here on KJAN. Taking a look at other news from around the area, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Wednesday night arrested 33-year-old Matthew Scott Lighty of Clarinda for driving while suspended with 27 withdrawals in effect. And 46-year-old Kelly Ross Schultz of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were taken into custody following a traffic stop at 7 p.m. south of Red Oak. Lighty was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond. Schultz was released from the scene on a citation. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reported yesterday a two-month-long investigation by the Atlantic Police Department that resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Jason Michael Anderton of Atlantic. Anderton faces charges that include animal torture, first offense, and animal abuse. The investigation followed a report of a deceased animal that was brought to the police department in early November 2017. The animal was a mixed-breed female dog, about 1.5 years old. The police department would not elaborate on the injuries it had sustained that resulted in its death. They were assisted in their investigation by the Humane Society of the U.S. Anderton was taken into custody Monday without incident. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released after posting bond. In the funeral announcements, Talena Anderson, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Talena Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Charles Barnhouse, age 63, of Menlo, died Sunday. Memorial services for Charles Barnhouse will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Brooks Funeral Care in Des Moines has the arrangements. Sharon Shaw, age 75, of Anita, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sharon Shaw will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Vicki Borst, age 65, of Greenfield and formerly of the Redfield area, died January 4th. Celebration of life services for Vicki Borst will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Matthew Herbst, age 57, of Jacksonville, Florida, died January 1st. A visitation for Michael Herbst will be held today from, or rather this evening from 5 until 9, at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Nancy Byerline, age 83, of Ankeny and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Nancy Byerline will be on Friday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Grace Church in Des Moines. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Deborah Slayton, age 60, of Waukee and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Deborah Slayton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Brad House Knaus, age 41, of Portsmouth, died Monday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Brad Knaus will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Kay Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Mary Kay Griffin will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Darlene Elsie Schuning, age 88, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Darlene Schuning will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Nancy Wanager, age 63, of Audubon, died January 5th. Memorial services for Nancy Wanager will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Rick Tasto, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Rick Tasto will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Steinkuhler, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Ronald Steinkuhler will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Lance Roger, age 66, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for David Roger will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died December 21st in Creston. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Larson, age 73, of Sutherland, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Larson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Sutherland. Warner Funeral Home of Sutherland has the arrangements. Karen Clausen Bell, age 61, of Anita, died January 1st. Memorial services for Karen Clausen Bell will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jimmy Rohner, age 63, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jimmy Rohner will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Charles Alfred Brown, Jr., age 84, of Jacksonville, Florida, and formerly of Messina, died December 7th. A celebration of life for Charles Brown, Jr. will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Garrett Feeks, age 90, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Garrett Feeks will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Mary Pat Lee, age 69, of Wyota, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center. Funeral services for Mary Pat Lee will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.